An appeal for $1 billion to support children affected by the ongoing civil war in Syria has been launched by the United Nations. The No Lost Generation appeal is calling on governments, aid agencies, and members of the public to become what are being called champions for the children of Syria. The hope is that a more secure future can be provided for the more than 5 million Syrian children who have suffered as a result of the crisis. Don Bob has more details.
After almost 3 years of internal conflict in Syria, the UN says children have suffered the most, both physically and psychologically. They've also become vulnerable to the worst types of exploitation, including child labor, recruitment into armed groups, early marriage, and other forms of gender-based violence. And now, the UN says the education of more than 5 million Syrian children has been severely disrupted. Over 1 million children are living as refugees outside Syria. Around 425,000 of those are under the age of 5. Few have been able to continue their education properly, leading to fears that the future of a whole generation will be lost to the conflict. Patrick McCormick is from the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF.
One of the major thrusts of this campaign is access to education through formal and non-formal approaches. And that's a very expensive operation when you have to construct temporary learning spaces or repair schools or employ teachers.
He says the need is very real.
We are really looking at a lost generation. It's not a slogan, it's reality.
The vast majority of refugees have fled to Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Egypt, and Iraq. Schools in Lebanon and Jordan are overwhelmed. Many are operating double shifts in order to accommodate Syrian children. Melissa Fleming from the UN's refugee agency, UNHCR, says there are problems across the region.
For example, in Lebanon, the school systems are just busting at the seams. There's just not enough places. There are double shifts already. So there's a lot of development work and building of education infrastructure that needs to be done, particularly in Lebanon, but also in Jordan and absolutely inside Syria, where it's estimated that half of the school children are no longer going to school, and a good proportion of the schools have been absolutely destroyed.
The appeal for $1 billion has been released a week ahead of a major donor conference in Kuwait, where governments will be encouraged to fund humanitarian aid operations for Syria. If enough money is raised, then the United Nations is hoping that a lost generation of Syrian children will be avoided. Don Bob, United Nations.